Movies like Arachnophobia, 1990, in which a killer spider armed with 8 legs, 2 fangs, and an attitude moves in on a family, riff off existing fears. Generally, spider phobia can be cured. Cognitive behavior therapy, CBT, is especially effective. CBT consists of 2 parts. Phobics, 1, gradually desensitize themselves to the presence of spiders, and, 2, learn natural facts about spiders that resolve fears. For example, spiders do not work in teams, and they never stalk humans. But reorganizing one's mind and brain around the nature of spiders raises a question of what is really happening. Is the phobic's brain simply being reprogrammed by outside forces? Or is a mind that makes choices controlling and reorganizing its brain? A few years ago, 2003, Johan Levesque and Vincent Paquette, another doctoral student working in the lab at the Université de Montréal, helped 12 women, mostly in their late teens or 20s, get over spider phobia using CBT, all the while scanning their brains with fMRI to see what was happening physiologically. They began by advertising in a Montreal newspaper for women who admitted that they dreaded spiders. After excluding from the study anyone who had a neurological or psychiatric disorder apart from the phobia, they administered standard questionnaires about phobias in general and spider phobias in particular to ensure that the subjects truly feared spiders. They also simulated part of the actual experiment, showing film excerpts of spiders to phobic women inside a mock fMRI scanner to make sure that they could tolerate enough contact with spiders and scanners to actually complete the study. Meanwhile, 13 psychologically healthy women of a similar age who claimed not to fear spiders were scanned while shown the same film excerpts. These women, controls, were used for comparison to the study group, spider phobes, because the scans showed that they did not experience fear while viewing films of spiders. During the experiment, the spider phobes were scanned while they viewed film excerpts of living spiders and living butterflies. Butterflies are generally considered harmless, so the phobic's brain state while viewing butterflies can be compared with the same person's state while viewing spiders. Non-fear versus fear. The therapy consisted of gradual exposure to spiders using guided mastery and education for the purpose of correcting mistaken beliefs about spiders.